This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, January 18th. God's word to you today is sure-footed. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 10, verse 35, and it says, "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." We will start our time in God's presence today with a story that someone shared with me. A certain stranger, while riding across the country, decided to stop for a drink in a little town. He tied his horse outside and went in for his drink. Unknown to him, someone came, untied the horse, and took it away. When he was done, he came out and could not find his horse. So he took out his gun and fired 5 shots into the air. It was a little town, so it caught everyone's attention, and naturally they all came out to see what was happening. Then the stranger shouted, "I'm going back inside for another drink. I expect to find my horse out here when I come back. Otherwise, there will be a repeat of what happened back in 1945 here today." He put his gun back into his belt and confidently walked away. When he was done, his horse was back where he left it. He saddled the horse and was about to ride away when a curious bystander asked, "Please tell us what happened back in 1945 when you did not find your horse?" The man said, "Back in 1945, they stole my horse and I had to walk back home." He smiled and rode away. What some people have is an appearance of courage, not the actual courage. However, even an appearance of courage produces results, like we see in our story. The courage to come out and demand that his horse be returned produced the horse that had been stolen. "If I don't find my horse, what happened in 1945 produced the horse. Hebrews 10:35 says, "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." Confidence, courage, is always richly rewarded, particularly when it is in God. Courage is so important that you cannot even begin to access God without it. God in His Word instructs us to come boldly to the throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16. How should we show up before God? Not timidly or fearfully, but boldly. Caleb is one of the characters in the Bible that had and demonstrated courage to us. Caleb had a different spirit. The Bible calls it a courageous spirit. Over the next few days, we're going to learn key things about courage and possessing your possession, demonstrated by Caleb, Joshua, David, and some other characters in the Bible. You have to have courage in God to fight for your sisters, your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your spouse, and for your home. Please read Nehemiah 4:14. Let us pray. Father, today in Jesus' name, I set the Lord, the mighty one of Israel, before me always, and I stand courageous because the Lord is with me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.